Lowe's knows that more projects mean more tools. For a limited time, new and existing MyLowe's Rewards credit card members can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more, in-store and online. Don't wait to get the things you need. Get special financing today. Lowe's. We help. You save. Now through August 27th, choose 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Offer subject to credit approval and cannot be combined. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or Lowe's.com for details.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. AP correspondent Nayon Kim reports on the death of an Associated Press journalist in an Israeli strike on a hospital.
An Associated Press journalist was among the 15 killed in an Israeli strike that hit southern Gaza's main hospital. 33-year-old Mariam Dagger was a freelancer who had worked for the Associated Press since the start of the war and was one of four journalists killed in Monday's strike. Al Jazeera and Reuters also confirmed their journalists and freelancers were among the victims. Gaza's health ministry said people on the fourth floor of Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis were killed when one missile hit, which was then followed in the same spot by another missile moments later as rescue crews arrived. A total of 192 journalists have been killed in the 22-month conflict, according to the Committee to Protect Journalists. Neither Israel's military nor the Prime Minister's office have responded to questions about the strike. I'm Nayan Kim.
And in Washington, D.C., some National Guard troops are now carrying firearms, including handguns and rifles. This is part of President Trump's escalating military deployment in the nation's capital. In other news, Tropical Storm Juliet has formed in the Pacific Ocean, hundreds of miles from Mexico's Baja California Peninsula, as Tropical Storm Fernand churned in the Atlantic Ocean. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says no coastal watches or warnings were in effect for either storm. Meanwhile, wildfires in Northern California and Central Oregon have triggered evacuation orders and warnings for thousands of homes. California authorities say a fire north of San Francisco has charred about 10 square miles. And in sports, Shiloh Sanders has been waived by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers less than 24 hours after he was ejected from a preseason game for throwing a punch. A person familiar with the decision told the AP and spoke on condition of anonymity because the team has not announced its cuts. More information at apnews.com. Tommy Fleetwood finally has his day at the finale of the PGA Tour playoffs.
Tommy Fleetwood is finally a PGA Tour winner. He's also the FedEx Cup champion. Fleetwood secured his first win on tour in the playoff finale at the Tour Championship, carding a final round 68 to secure a three-shot victory over Russell Henley and Patrick Cantlay.
I've had to be resilient in terms of put myself back up there, get myself back in that position, no matter how many times it doesn't go my way.
The 34-year-old and world number 10 had finished in the top 10 44 times without a victory, the most before earning his first win in at least four decades.
I'm really pleased that I can be proof that if you do all the right things and you just keep going, that it can happen.
World number 1 Scottie Scheffler tied for fourth and was dethroned after winning last year's FedEx Cup.
Multiple major championships, a couple big-time PGA Tour events, I mean, it was another, you know, really great year out here for me.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Officers with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, have been coming under fire as they arrest, detain, and deport people they say are in the U.S. illegally.
You're trying to arrest innocent people? What's your purpose? What's your goal?
But Todd Lyons, acting director of ICE, says they've been having no problem finding recruits to train as ICE officers. They want to hire some 10,000 more before the end of the year.
The good thing is we can be picky now. We don't have to just take it. Anybody.
The latest class has been training at a facility in Brunswick, Georgia. Currently, ICE applicants must be 21 years or older and no older than 37 or 40, depending on what position they're applying for. But Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem recently said on Fox and Friends that applicants could be 18 years old. ICE Director Lyons.
I'm very happy with the fact that we are having so many applicants and they're not being deterred by what they kind of see going on out there.
Postal services in Germany, Denmark, Sweden, and Italy say they've stopped shipping packages to the U.S. because of confusion over new import duties. France and Austria will follow on Monday, and the United Kingdom on Tuesday. The confusion is over the de minimis exemption. Packages worth $800 or less could enter the U.S. duty-free, but that exemption is set to expire on Friday, August 29th. DHL, the largest shipping provider in Europe, says that key questions remain unresolved, including how duties will be collected and by whom, and how data will be transmitted to U.S. Customs. A trade framework was agreed on by the U.S. and the European Union last month, setting a 15% tariff on most products. But now, packages under $800 will also be subject to that tariff. Kilmar Abrego Garcia, the Maryland man the Trump administration mistakenly deported to El Salvador, could soon end up in Uganda. After the Trump administration was ordered by a court to bring Abrego Garcia back to the U.S., he was detained and accused of human smuggling in a 2022 traffic stop, charges Abrego Garcia has pleaded not guilty to and says are a retaliation for fighting his deportation case. On Friday, Abrego Garcia was released from a Tennessee jail as he awaits a trial. But immigration officials say Abrego Garcia has been ordered to report to immigration authorities on Monday to be deported to Uganda after declining an offer to be sent to Costa Rica in exchange for remaining in jail and pleading guilty to the human smuggling charges. I'm Donna Water.
A judge has ruled the Trump administration cannot deny funding to Boston, Chicago, Denver, Los Angeles, and 30 other cities and counties because of policies that limit cooperation with ICE efforts. U.S. District Judge William Orrick on Friday extended a preliminary injunction blocking the administration from cutting off or conditioning the use of federal funds for so-called sanctuary jurisdictions. His earlier order protected more than a dozen other cities and counties. The Trump administration has ratcheted up pressure as it seeks to make good on a promise to remove millions of people in the country illegally. Julie Walker, New York.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has fired a general whose agency's initial intelligence assessment of damage to Iranian nuclear sites from U.S. strikes angered President Donald Trump. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Cruz will no longer serve as head of the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency. The firing is the latest upheaval in the U.S. military and intelligence agencies and comes a few months after details of a preliminary assessment of the U.S. strike on Iran were leaked to the media. That assessment found that Iran's nuclear program had only been set back by a few months, contradicting assertions from Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump pronounced that Iran's nuclear program was completely and fully obliterated and rejected the contradictory assessment. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Records were released from the Justice Department interview of the imprisoned former girlfriend of Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche conducted the interview. The Trump administration has been scrambling to present itself as transparent after a fierce backlash over an earlier refusal to disclose records in Epstein's sex trafficking case. Maxwell told Blanche the president was always cordial and kind to her.
I admire his extraordinary achievement in becoming the president now, and I like him, and I've always liked him.
Maxwell was asked if she saw Donald Trump engage in any form of sexual behavior.
I never witnessed the president in any inappropriate setting in any way. The president was never inappropriate with anybody. In the times that I was with him, he was a gentleman.
Maxwell was convicted in 2021 of helping lure teenage girls to be sexually abused by Epstein, who was found dead in 2019 in a New York jail cell in what investigators described as a suicide. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Trump administration says that it will not defend a decades-old grant program for heavily Hispanic universities that is being challenged in court, declaring that the government believes the funding is unconstitutional. In a memo sent to Congress, the Justice Department says it agrees with a June lawsuit attempting to strike down grants that are reserved for colleges and universities where at least a quarter of undergraduates are Hispanic. Congress created the program in 1998 after finding that Latino students were going to college and graduating at far lower rates than white students. Justice Department officials argue that the program provides an unconstitutional advantage based on race or ethnicity. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The Texas Senate has given final approval to a new Republican-leading congressional voting map, sending it to Governor Greg Abbott, who is expected to quickly sign it into law, though Democrats have vowed to challenge it in court. President Trump has been pushing for the map to help the GOP maintain its slim majority in Congress in the 2026 midterm elections. It has five new districts that would favor Republicans. The effort by Trump and Texas's Republican majority legislature prompted state Democrats to hold a two-week walkout and flee the state. It also kicked off a wave of redistricting efforts across the country. Jerry Adler, who spent decades behind the scenes of storied Broadway productions like My Fair Lady before pivoting to acting in his 60s, died Saturday at age 96, according to family. Among Adler's acting credits, The Sopranos. He played Tony Soprano advisor Hesh Rabkin across all six seasons.
Back up a minute. What do you mean it's a reasonable request?
He's a boss now, Tony. He can call the tune, we all dance to it. It's the way it's always been done.
Adler also played law partner Howard Lyman on The Good Wife and had 53 Broadway productions to his name, all behind the scenes, serving as a stage manager, producer, or director. Brothers Eric and Lyle Menendez denied parole by a California board after decades in prison for killing their parents in 1989 at their Beverly Hills mansion. During 2 days of separate hearings, the brothers were questioned by commissioners. Here's Eric Menendez.
Was there any part of this that you believe was self-defense?
No.
The Menendez brothers claim their father emotionally and sexually abused them since childhood.
My focus was, Dad's coming to my room. I can't let Dad come to my room. And Lyle said, you understand, it's happening now. And I knew what that meant. We were about to die now.
But prosecutors say money was the motive. They have to wait at least 18 months for their next chance at parole. I'm Julie Walker. Short legs, big energy. At the International Corgi Race in Lithuania, the dogs having their day over the weekend with around 120 teams competing, including Ignis Kilmakis Corgi Mango, who won the solo race this year.
Last year, we didn't manage to end the race perfectly. We had a really good training. We have trained every day. But this year, we decided we just go without training, just to participate, just to enjoy all the lots of corgis.
And all the way from Seattle, James Ferguson competing with his corgi.
He'll be a hula girl in this competition, and then he'll be in the race. And he was in here last year, but didn't do so well.
Besides the races, there was a corgi costume competition. Amigo won, sporting a factory-themed costume complete with two tiny chimneys and fur factory lettering. I'm Julie Walker.
University of South Carolina officials say there is no evidence of a shooter after an unconfirmed report. USC officials say there have been no reports of any shots being fired. They had issued an alert about a possible shooting near the library days after false reports at two other universities led to panic and temporary lockdowns. In Pennsylvania on Thursday, someone called 911 reporting a shooter in a Villanova University Law School building with at least one wounded victim. But the school president later said it was a hoax. That same day, the University of Tennessee Chattanooga locked down its campus, telling students of a possible shooter in the university center or the library. Multiple law enforcement agencies responded, but school officials later said there was no evidence of any threat. I'm Mike Hempen.
The California truck driver that the Trump administration says is in the U.S. illegally was denied bond Saturday on charges he made an illegal U-turn on a Florida highway August 12th, killing three people. The judge used a translator to communicate with Harjinder Singh, a native of India.
There are no conditions of release that will ensure your appearance at trial.
St. Lucie County Sheriff Richard Del Toro said Friday the video of the crash is disturbing.
Nobody in their right mind could think they can make a U-turn like that without causing some sort of crash.
And
didn't even try to get out of the truck to go see if anybody's okay. I mean, any normal person in their right mind would try to do that. And that's whether you're here illegal, not illegal.
The Trump administration blames California's Democratic governor, Gavin Newsom, for Singh getting a work permit and driver's license. Newsom's office says Singh got a work permit while Trump was president, something Homeland Security disputes. A tour bus returning to New York City from Niagara Falls with 54 people aboard crashes, rolling on its side on the highway Friday, killing five passengers and injuring many others, ages 1 to 74. Major Andre Ray with New York State Police says no children were among the dead, but there were some sent to the hospital.
It's believed the operator became distracted, lost control, overcorrected, and ended up on the right shoulder there.
He says the bus is owned by MNY Tour.
Mechanical failure as well as operator impairment have been ruled out at this time. The operator has been cooperative, and with the investigation still underway, no charges have been filed at this point.
Audio courtesy WKBW, Ray says an investigation is underway. The NTSB has also sent a go team to investigate. Julie Walker, New York.
17-year-old Braxton Kimura, who lives in San Jose, California, is allergic to shellfish, peanuts, and most tree nuts.
Eating out is definitely really dangerous. It's something that I try to avoid, but it's ultimately inevitable.
State lawmakers are expected to vote on legislation that would make California the first state to require restaurants to disclose on their menus whether an item contains any of the 9 most common food allergens: milk, eggs, fish, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts, wheat, sesame, and soybeans. Matt Sutton of the California Restaurant Association says it's not practical.
You get into a situation where the menu becomes unwieldy and it becomes incredibly impractical and expensive to be constantly converting menus out with each ingredient shift that may occur and the need to do a new allergy notification.
The California State Legislature is expected to vote on the Allergen Disclosure for Dining Experiences Act in September. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Seth Soutal, and this is the AP Markets Report. Wall Street rallied to its best day in months after the head of the Federal Reserve hinted that interest rate cuts might be on the way. The S&P 500 jumped 1.5% Friday. The S&P had its first gain in 6 days and finished just shy of the all-time high it set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average soared 846 points, beating the record it set in December. That's about 1.9%. The Nasdaq Composite also rose 1.9%. Treasury yields fell sharply in the bond market. Traders are stepping up their bets that the Fed will cut its main interest rate at its next policy meeting in September. Seth Soutal, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. After a modern record 44 top 10 finishes without a win, Tommy Fleetwood hoisted the FedEx Cup for his first PGA Tour victory, winning the playoff finale by 3 strokes in the Tour Championship at East Lake.
I'm really pleased that I can be proof that if you do all the right things and you just keep going, that it can happen.
In tennis, Ben Shelton and Taylor Fritz got the American man off to a strong start at the U.S. Open with straight set first round victories. Novak Djokovic was also victorious. Women's top seed Aryna Sabalenka and Jessica Pegula advanced in straight sets. MLB, Cal Raleigh of the Mariners hit his 48th and 49th homers to set the single-season home run record for a catcher. Lin Chin Sa retired the first 13 batters he faced and allowed just 1 hit in 5 innings as Taiwan beat Nevada 7-0 in the Little League World Series Championship Sunday, ending a 29-year title drought for the Taiwanese. The 5'8" right-hander also hit a bases-clearing triple in Taiwan's 5-run fifth inning. Taiwan won its first Little League World Series since 1996. Although its 18 titles are the most of any country beside the United States, Nevada was appearing in its first championship game. Hall of Fame jockey Ron Turcotte, who rode Secretariat to the Triple Crown in 1973, has died. He was 84. Turcotte's family said that the Canada-born jockey died of natural causes at his home in Drummond, New Brunswick on Friday. Turcotte won the Kentucky Derby, Preakness, and Belmont Stakes twice each from 1965 to 1973 before his riding career ended when he fell off a horse and suffered injuries that made him paraplegic. Secretariat's record time in the Belmont still stands 52 years later. President Donald Trump says that the draw for the 2026 World Cup will happen on December 5th at the Kennedy Center in Washington. He made the announcement with FIFA President Gianni Infantino and Vice President J.D. Vance in the Oval Office. The U.S. is hosting the tournament with Canada and Mexico. The event will determine the tournament's groups and opening round games. Infantino brought the World Cup trophy to the Oval Office. Trump joked about keeping it, calling it, quote, a beautiful piece of gold. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Ukraine on Sunday marked its 34th Independence Day, 34 years since the country declared its independence from the Soviet Union. President Volodymyr Zelensky delivered remarks in a video address from Kyiv's Independence Square, saying, "We are building a Ukraine that will have enough strength and power to live in security and peace." Meanwhile, Russia is accusing Ukraine of launching drone attacks that sparked a fire at a nuclear power plant in its western Kursk region overnight, and that Russian air defenses intercepted 95 Ukrainian drones over Russian territory. Ukraine didn't immediately comment on the alleged attack. I'm Donna Water.
The relatives of those killed at a toxic mushroom lunch have faced the murderer at a pre-sentencing hearing for Aaron Patterson in Melbourne, Australia. Pastor Ian Wilkinson, the sole survivor, said he felt only half alive following the death of his wife as he read his victim impact statement. Wearing a paisley top and a light brown jacket, Patterson was escorted from a prison van to court where she attended her hearing in person rather than via video link, which she did earlier this month. A jury convicted the 50-year-old of murdering three people, including her parents-in-law, with beef Wellington pastries and death cap mushrooms in 2023. Seven relatives of victims presented their impact statements to the court on Monday. Patterson will be sentenced in 2 weeks and faces a potential life sentence for each of the murders and 25 years for attempted murder. I'm Nayan Kim.
Israeli airstrikes hit Yemen's capital Sunday, just days after the Houthi rebels fired a missile toward Israel that its military described as the first cluster bomb the rebels had fired at it since 2023. The Iranian-backed Houthis say the strikes hit multiple areas across Sana'a, killing at least two people and injuring at least 35 others. Israel's military said it struck power plants, calling them a significant electricity supply facility for military activities, along with a military site where the presidential palace is located. The Houthis have launched missiles and drones toward Israel and targeted ships in the Red Sea for over 22 months, saying they're attacking in solidarity with Palestinians amid the war in Gaza. I'm Julie Walker.
In this audio from the group Mediterranean Saving Humans, rescuers spot migrants struggling in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya early Friday. 10 were rescued. Other migrants have not been so fortunate to survive. A Germany nonprofit group called Rescue Ship says three young sisters from Sudan died after an overcrowded rubber dinghy took on water in bad weather while trying to cross the Mediterranean to Italy early Saturday. The girls, 9, 11, and 17 were some of the latest known victims of a Mediterranean migration route that has claimed more than 30,000 lives since the International Organization for Migration started counting in 2014. 65 others from the sinking boat carrying the Sudanese sisters were rescued, including the girls' mother and brother. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.